This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Happy Sunday, everyone. This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to another episode of Charlottesville Insights. On this program, we love to talk about real estate and the quality of life in and around Central Virginia. Make sure you check us out on the web at realestate3.com, or you can visit our fan page on Facebook, Charlottesville Insights. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I send out tweets throughout the week on what's going on in real estate and other fun and exciting pieces of information. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. They have an awesome, easy-to-navigate website. It's movementmortgage.com. You can go to their website and get yourself pre-approved and still buy a house here in the 2014 real estate market. And make sure you check out Real Estate 3 TV. That's on every Sunday at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the morning. It's also on at 11:30 at night. It's on Fox, ABC, and CBS. Well, today's another big Sunday in the summer real estate market. To shop for your new home today, you can check out The Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions of homes for sale, also open houses and price reductions, lots of good stuff there. You can also check out realestate3.com and search for your dream home just about any time. Today on the show, back with us, Jay Callagher. Jay's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. We're going to check in with Jay on the state of the Central Virginia real estate market. We're going to focus on some new construction. We'll also chat about one of my favorite neighborhoods, Belvedere, and some of the sales success going on there. But first, here's a quick look at this week's real estate headlines. First up, from RIS Media, housing starts soar in July. Now, we've all been waiting for this, but here are the stats. New home construction surged to an 8-month high in July. Housing starts jumped 15.7% from June. Builder optimism is picking up, and home builder confidence is at a 7-month high. We've all been waiting for that news. We thought the new construction market would start to pop. We are going to talk with Jay Callagher about that after the break. Second article, also put out on our Twitter site from marketplace.org. This is interesting. Here's the headlines. More housing starts don't mean more first-time buyers. Okay, and so the gist of this article is saying that the builders are having a quote-unquote party. Construction rose 22% over last year. Building permits are up 7.7% over last year. Builder confidence is up. But here's the little wrinkle that we're going to talk about. But first-time home buyers are largely absent. According to the National Association of Home Buyers, NAHB, National Association of Home Builders, new buyers, which is first-time home buyers, purchased 30% of new homes. That's the historical norm. And today, that rate is down to 16%. So we're going to talk to Jay Callagher a little bit about solving this Rubik's Cube of where are the first-time home buyers. The reason in this article, they go on to say, underwriting criteria is tighter. There's job instability for the younger first-time home buyers. But here's the other comment from this article. When those first-time home buyers and this whole millennial generation that we talk about, when they do come into the market and start buying homes again, it's going to be a game changer, and it's going to change this market in a very positive direction. Last article we'll touch on, then we're going to take a break. From MarketWatch, percentage of all cash home sales falls. We'll talk about what that means after the break. I think that's going to end up being good news for the first-time home buyers. And we'll talk with Jay Callagher when we come back about the news, new construction in Central Virginia. This is Charlottesville Insights. We'll be back in just a moment.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Tree.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. realestate3.com.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM. For Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us today on the program we have Jay Callagher. Jay is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse and also a top producer in the real estate community. Jay, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Okay, so we want to talk about new construction, and it's been kind of an up-and-down year nationally for new construction. The year started out kind of slow. We all talked about the reasons for that on this show. The weather, it was a long, long winter. We had some changes in the lending guidelines, and so money got a little bit tighter, particularly for the first-time home buyers. And so kind of the new construction market seemed to start a little bit slow this year, but it seems to be thawing. Some of the national numbers are starting to look good when we talk about builder confidence, and that's a big deal now. Builder confidence is at a 7-month high. That's got to be good news.
It certainly feels like good news. I know new construction has locally over the last 90 days trended up a little bit, so it's about 5, almost 6 percentage points ahead of where it was at this point last year for new construction alone. Still, you know, the mortgage rates are great. We're just trying to get the buyers to look at moving up and moving into new construction.
One of the things that's changed and changed drastically in the last 5 years is the amount of builders in Central Virginia. A lot of them are gone. A lot of them really kind of got sucked under during the real estate downturn. And so there's a lot less builders, and there's a lot less builders that build what you and I would call spec homes or speculative homes. Like, there aren't many spec homes that are built today.
That's right.
Your take on that?
I think it's been a slow recovery, and I think there's increasing confidence amongst builders, but still there was a time, 4 or 5 years ago, a lot of builders caught with inventory.
Yes.
Some of it cost them their business.
Yes.
And those that it didn't have left, I think been left scarred,
right,
by the experience. So there's some speculative building, but it's done, I think, in my opinion, very thoughtfully, very conservatively. And I think that confidence is growing this year. 2014 feels a little bit better. The numbers show it to be a little bit better than 2013, and that at least it's going in the right direction. So there's a little bit more speculative building in our local market.
Don't you feel like builders in general are constrained by lending in the fact that most banks are very conservative now, if lending at all, for new construction? and speculative projects. I feel like builders want to build more than they're able to because of the financing. And banks really went through a long period where they had to clean up their balance sheets, and they called loans on a lot of builders and a whole lot of developers. And so we kind of went through that. But now that we've kind of gone through that cycle, there's a little bit of lending out there, but I feel like that there is more demand for building than what most lenders would fuel.
I think that's very true. A lot of folks might not really be aware that most builders go through essentially the same process that new home buyers do, going through a loan process with their lender, the bank. So the builders have to do the same thing, and the lenders, they felt some of the burn from 4, 5, 6 years ago and are working through those challenges. And the builders have to make a case for any spec building that they want to do.
What do you think, just opinion-wise, of some of the national and regional builders that are now in Charlottesville and the effect that has had on the building area? Of course, we're talking about Ryan Homes is one from a national builder standpoint. You now have Stanley Martin Homes kind of from D.C., Richmond, and into the Carolinas. And those are two of the larger builders in our area. Then you have, certainly some very successful local private builders, Craig Builders, Stonehouse being one of them. You have Southern Development. And there's a host of other builders. But what do you think in particular of the impact of the national and the regional builder?
I think first and foremost, it's essentially good news. Because if the national builders want to expand their presence in a market like Charlottesville and Charlottesville-Albemarle, the greater area, if you will, that means that they've got some level of confidence. They've got funding available to expand into markets like this. I think so. It says encouraging things about our market, and the local builders in many ways benefit from that, even though, of course, intuitively it's more competition. But at the same time, I think overall helps local builders and also allows them to position themselves with prospective buyers as a purely local builder, and they use that to their advantage if and when that matters to that buyer. So
true.
I think overall
and
it's good news.
Some of the local builders are able to maybe get their niche of what you just said, being, if you want to buy local, that's you hear that a lot.
Sure.
But you also, if you're looking for more flexibility, sometimes the national and the regional builders don't offer as much flexibility. Sometimes they do, but
sure.
Oftentimes the smaller local builder can give you, of course, that hands-on. You get to know the owner, and there's a lot more flexibility.
Yeah, no doubt. There are a lot of factors. Certainly, price matters to buyers, as it always has, and today you could argue more than ever. And so, national builders, bring buying power and efficiencies to bear when it comes to what the prices look like on their new homes, and if they serve a certain segment of the market. Serve it well. And so, again, I go back to the comment I made. I think it does help local builders to have a broader presence of national and regional builders in
yes.
Charlottesville.
But I would think you would agree that it's hard for the small local builder to compete on price.
That's correct.
Yeah. So you
no
have
doubt.
To compete somewhere else.
That's right. You're going to provide better service,
yes.
perhaps. You're going
right.
to provide certainly more flexibility, as you mentioned. Customization options and just things that you can do that a national or regional builder might be less inclined to do.
Okay, let's change subjects here now. The first-time home buyer nationally seems to be kind of sitting this market out a little bit. Locally, we're seeing a drop-off of sales under 300,000. The national news explains that in saying that the underwriting for mortgages are much tighter now. Well, last week we had Movement Mortgage on, and they said actually the guidelines have loosened a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the perception is probably for the first-time home buyer that it's harder to get a mortgage, and there's that old factor about job instability. And so
mm-hmm.
when we talk about the millennials who today I think they're identified as 18 to 30-year-olds essentially, and it's a huge demographic. It's bigger than the baby boomers. Numbers-wise, it's like 80 million is the number for millennials, and I think the baby boomer number is like 70 million. So
mm-hmm.
it's a huge number, but they're not buying, And knowing that you have a millennial or two in your household, mm-hmm. but you also have a finger on the pulse of the market, why aren't they buying from your perspective? Is it all of the above, or is there something else we haven't hit on?
I don't think it's something we've missed. I think in general that the, you know, I'm the parent of a recent college graduate. You know, that segment of the market of the prospective buyers lived through, at least saw their parents live through a horrible market over the last 4 or 5 years. I think there's lingering uncertainty and doubt. There's a tough job market. If there's uncertainty, even for those that are gainfully employed, if they're feeling some level of uncertainty, I think there's a lack of interest in making what they perceive as a long-term financial commitment. Mm-hmm. Renting is a whole lot easier. Mm-hmm. The rental market is flourishing, as you know. I think those first-time home buyers will come back. And I think it's probably coming relatively soon.
When you and I were coming out of college a million years ago, we were encouraged to buy homes. It was just seen as, you know, at some point in your 20s, it made sense to buy a home because it was a good investment. Mm-hmm. And you and I very easily bought into the idea that, you know, the home is going to move up in value and we're going to pay down the debt. And you get this difference between the two called equity, and it seemed to make sense financially. But as you touched on, these millennials, a lot of them have experienced a very rocky road in terms of the real estate market, and they've seen what their parents have gone through. They probably know somebody who's been foreclosed on or had to sell a home through a short sale, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think a lot of them have said, let's wait it out for now.
Yeah, a home ownership that was part of the American dream. And a sound investment isn't necessarily viewed that way, I think, today by those recent college graduates in those mid-20s that, it's going to take some time before they come around to that way of thinking. But I still believe it's part of the American dream.
I do, too. And here's some good news, and we're going to take a break here in just a second. From MarketWatch, percentage of all cash home sales falls in the second quarter. They were 38%. Which still seems like an incredibly large number. 38% of all deals nationally are cash deals, but that's actually down from 42%. It's slightly ahead of this time last year. But what we're seeing in these numbers is that the institutional investor, which in some ways the first-time homebuyer has to compete against, the institutional investor is looking to buy homes cheap. They're looking to buy distressed properties, mm-hmm. and a lot of those may be homes that a first-time home buyer could bid on. So what we're seeing is the institutional investor is starting to move out of the market because there's not as much distressed property, and we are thinking and hoping that this will help the first-time home buyer. Your thoughts on that before we take a break?
Well, I think that's true. I can say personally, I'm working with a handful of first-time home buyers, folks that are looking to invest in the market. They mm-hmm. they happen to be current renters looking to buy and potentially buy distressed, you know, short sale foreclosure type properties. Right. And so I know that's very anecdotal, but I'm seeing a little bit of it locally, and they seem to be, you know, increasing in numbers.
And if they don't have to compete against the institutional investor or the savvy investor who typically comes in and pays cash, mm-hmm. and when they're paying cash, a lot of times there's a perception that it's better to take a cash offer.
Yeah,
It's hard for those first, you know, going in for your first home. It's hard to compete against the savvy investor. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're talking with Jay Callagher. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Belvedere, the local Charlottesville real estate market. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Pieczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have Jay Callagher. Jay is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Stonehouse and also a top producer realtor in the Charlottesville real estate market. Jay, we kind of talked quite a bit in the first half of the program about the national market. Let's drill down to the local market a little bit, and let's talk about the summer market. Seems to be a pretty good real estate market. Numbers coming in look good. It feels pretty good. But inventory's growing. I'm not so sure that's such a bad thing.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's I think if I look at Charlottesville, Albemarle inventory is about a little over 10% higher than it was at this point last year. And I agree that I don't think that's bad news. There was you could argue a shortage of inventory. That's still only about 5 months mm-hmm. of inventory, give or take. And that tends to be more of a seller's market. And right now, that would become fairly good news.
When you talk to a lot of the local builders, the Craig builders, the Southern Development, Stanley Martins, the really the bigger builders, the Ryans, they're very, very busy. And some of the local builders like a Craig and Southern, their delivery dates are way out, which good for them. I mean, they've sold a bunch and enjoyed this real estate market. My question to you is, for any of our listeners who have a home that's been on the market, some of the resale homes this summer have been on the market and haven't gotten a lot of activity. There haven't been a lot of lookers. What would you say to those folks who their home has been on the market, we're closing up the summer market, about to go into this little window of a fall market? What would you say to those sellers?
Well, I mean, I'm sure what they're hopefully they've listed their home with a realtor, and that their realtor is telling them that a home that's priced right and gets some activity should sell. And so, there are certainly there could be a challenge with a particular listing, but in general, it will sell if it's been priced correctly. I think we've seen in this market that it certainly can vary by neighborhood, but if you look at average days on market. That's improved over the last 12 months. And so, the macro conditions for our local market, if that's not an oxymoron, tend to indicate that a correctly priced home will sell and it will sell eventually.
And I think you hit the nail on the head price-wise is if I had your home listed right now and we were heading into this early fall market, I would tell you not to mess around and let's look at a very aggressive price, because what you're looking at is you really have a 60-day window here to sell, to really capitalize on the beautiful fall market that we get. Sure. In Central Virginia. September, October, you're going to get a good amount of out-of-town traffic. The weather cools, although we've had a nice summer from that perspective.
Yeah.
You and I know about the beauty of Central Virginia in end of September and October. But don't wait until you get to October to make a price adjustment. Go now. Go before the competition does.
Yeah. I mean, you want a good market analysis from your realtor and price it right. coming out of the gates, it's awfully tempting. You and I are homeowners, and we'd want to certainly maximize what we can sell our home for. But at the end of the day, you're going to be best served by pricing it right. It's a little bit of the, you know, one chance to make a first impression analogy in a way, right? So get it on the market, get some open house activity right at the beginning. And if it's priced right, you may catch lightning in a bottle, get something under contract very quickly.
Your favorite neighborhood, Belvedere, has been in the news lately. A very successful neighborhood. Can you give us a lowdown of what's happening in Belvedere?
Lots happening. Yeah, you're referring to the article early this week about Belvedere, which was great to have some recognition of the very unique neighborhood that Belvedere is with new urbanism and the neighborhood design that it is, which has been just very successful, and we're very proud of Belvedere. The next phase, phase two, which has been underway for a while now, we'll start construction on new homes there in the next 30 to 45 days. Then the deliveries will be 2015. But it's exciting that we've got 51 lots coming out of the ground now, and we hope to follow the next portion of that phase, which is another 70 or so lots, within a 12 to 18 month window after we get going on home construction in phase two.
51 lots. Let's talk about that. So we're into phase two, 51 lots. What's the lineup there? Who's building? Who's going to be in there?
You know, we've got, for the most part, a continuation of what we did in phase one. So we're very proud to have local builders. Of course, we are the primary builder in that we're going to build most of the homes in Belvedere phase two. But very proud to have Craig Builders, Southern Development, and Stanley Martin part of this next phase.
And so strong team, strong lineup.
No doubt. And lots of architectural diversity, lots of diversity of price points. And Belvedere, I think, will just continue to flourish.
Talk to me about price points. For any of our listeners, I'm wondering, is there anything in there for the first-time homebuyer in phase two, or is it more of a kind of a mid-move-up market?
You know, there's still, and I didn't check in the last couple of days, in terms of availability for some of the townhomes in the town center known as Belvedere Station that Stanley Martin has been selling. They had three available last week. Remaining. I'm not sure I'd call that first-time home buyer. It just depends on who that buyer is. They start in the low to mid-300s. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of the homes in Belvedere Phase 2, which are all detached homes, will be in the 450 to 650 range.
Gotcha.
It's a broad price point, very broad home styles, a wide range of home types.
The great news for you on that as builder representative and developer representative is that seems to be the hottest part of the market today.
Yeah.
That 450 to 650, what we'd typically call the first step move up market, sounds like you are bringing on homes right in the best part of the market.
Yeah, that's definitely that move up market. And we talk to so many prospective buyers who are coming from outside the area, a lot of them from Northern Virginia, looking to move to Charlottesville. Certainly lots of great in-the-news information about Charlottesville and what a great place this is to live. So certainly lots of folks looking to move from outside the area. And then, quite frankly, as Belvedere has grown and matured and begun to flourish, recognition locally from folks that might want to move from where they are today into Belvedere for a different lifestyle experience and living experience.
Well, my hat's off to you and the developer. Bob Hauser has done a fantastic job. That's a community that works, and the people that live there are very, very happy. So congratulations. In the time we have left, you know I got to ask you about Redskin football. Mm. Do you have any optimism after that game the other night?
Yes. Well, okay, so I'm being literal in my answer. You said any, and I have some.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for the best. I'm trying to be if I were not on the radio, I might tell you more frankly. But it's exciting. There's always reasons for optimism every year, as you and I both know. Mm-hmm. So
that game the other night against the Browns, they showed me just enough to be excited, and then they showed me just enough that I was saying, oh, geez, it might not be so great. But that might be exactly what Jay Gruden wanted to do, confuse everybody. But
sure.
I do like him as a coach.
I do, too. Yeah, you're thinking it's a rope-a-dope of some kind? I don't know. I'm not so sure I'm buying that. But we'll see.
Well,
I'm optimistic.
And of course, next time we have you on, we'll talk about UVA football. But I'm the one who's optimistic about that UCLA game. Everybody, have a great Sunday. Jay Callagher, thanks for joining us. This is Charlottesville Insights. We'll see you next week.